From the News Center, a news focus.
Pennsylvania has a strong commitment to urban agriculture and community gardening. Some groups in the state are working to get more colorful native plants into local gardens. Attracting critical pollinators is one of the goals in addition to boosting a garden's output. At the nonprofit Empowered Community Development Corporation, Victoria Miles Chamblish says one way they're addressing food insecurity is by planting produce at the Cecil Street Community Garden in a Philadelphia neighborhood.
We're in the process of putting in fruit trees. We're planting strawberries. We're going to be planting a lot of different native plants.
Chamblish says the community-friendly pollinator garden is helping to solve blight in the community as well. She adds it is accessible and provides a safe place for neighbors to come together for community meetings and learn more about what the garden offers. Chamblish notes it's important to bring together young people and seniors so they can learn from each other and work on maintaining the garden.
We want the young people to have somebody that they can go to and talk to.
Lamar Gore, who manages the John Hines National Wildlife Refuge at Tenicum, is working with the Cecil Street Garden through its urban program. He says they want to make sure the concerns of Black and Brown residents are being heard.
It's an environmental justice community, and Plan here at Hines is to serve environmental justice communities, Black and Brown communities that have been ignored and left out of the conversation. I want this wildlife refuge to be a part of the community.
Gore says they're helping increase healthy food access by planting more fruit, vegetables, and native plants for pollinators. He adds the development of the green space has educational benefits too, as they teach environmental education at elementary schools and they create jobs by hiring local high school students to work in the garden. I'm Danielle Smith.